Hey guys, welcome back. So in this episode, I will talk about dry ice. As dry ice is very cold and it has a very chilling effects. Also, it is used in many ways. So let's find out what is dry ice and what are their uses. First, let's talk about what this dry ice is made of. Dry ice is made of carbon dioxide. As carbon dioxide is a gas that we exhale, we breathe out carbon dioxide in the process of respiration. So the solid form of carbon dioxide is dry ice. Now, each molecule of dry ice consists of one carbon and two oxygen atoms. So the chemical formula of dry ice is same as carbon dioxide, that is CO2. Dry ice are colorless. They are non-flammable and occurs as snow-like substance. Also, they are produced in different shapes and sizes, like they comes in the form of powder, pellet and large blocks. As dry ice may look like a regular ice, but dry ice does not melt into a liquid. Instead, it converts directly back into its gaseous form in the process known as sublimation. Sublimation means when a solid becomes a gas without turning into a liquid first. As dry ice is used in several ways, like the most important application of dry ice is refrigeration, means it is used for transporting food items such as ice creams, frozen foods. At home, we can also use dry ice as mosquito repellent. Mosquitoes are attracted to carbon dioxide as they locate humans by tracking carbon dioxide as we humans exhale it. Thus, mosquitoes can attract away from your houses by placing piece of dry ice in areas far away from your residence. You must have noticed the artificial fog created in theaters on stages is made by using dry ice. They do this by placing blocks of dry ice in water that brings out immense clouds of white smoke, giving fairy or thrilling effects on stages. For scientific use, dry ice is used in laboratories and for chemotherapy. They are also used in industries for blast cleaning, where they use dry ice for cleaning industrial equipments. So, these are some uses of dry ice. I have only covered up few of them. Also, about this dry ice, we cannot touch it directly with our bare hands. As dry ice is very cold, it can damage our body and can give us frostbite. So, we need to wear insulated gloves for safety before using dry ice. So that's all for today. Thank you for listening. Bye.